Hey everyone, Gronk here telling you to check out DraftKings.com, my home for 1 week fantasy football.
You're now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of Mac Bizzo Radio. Today is October the 2nd, 2015, and we've got the Flex Show. This is FanDuel and DraftKings pricings for you, and those guys that will help you be flexible in building your lineups. Okay, so week four. Brief recap, we've got Tennessee and New England on bye, okay? Start to prepare for week five bye ahead of time, okay? So if there's some guys you're targeting, go ahead and pick them up in your season-long leagues before Sunday's game. And also, if there's some guys that you think could blow up for your season-long leagues because you're doing some DFS and listening to shows like this, grab those guys too. All right, let's get into some player news here. DeSean Jackson ruled out for week four, okay? And that leaves you with Pierre Garçon and Jordan Reed, huh? You know, it's pretty crazy. All right, Andrew Luck could be a legitimate scratch for week four. Maybe they'll use Matt Hasselbeck to swing by the Jags, but either way, DFS or season long, whew, that could be a lot of leagues for me to go bench Andrew Luck in. Okay, definitely take me about 15 or 20 minutes to do all that, huh? Julio Jones, at this point, the injury report information is not considered serious, and that looks like to be a good-to-go situation. Hurricane Joaquin appears to be heading offshore, and that was threatening the Eagles-Redskins matchup there. Apparently, Jordan Reed is not on the injury report. And that was kind of one of my fade games. But you just have to play it by ear for that one. You know, in case the weather changes. For some reason on DraftKings, for 4 weeks in a row, Aaron Rodgers has actually dropped in price. Now, I feel I'm going to have to go back and look at some of last year's salary comparisons, but I feel as if pricing is intentionally soft on DraftKings, and trying to understand the true methodologies behind that, along with the true psychologies behind that. But anyway, moving on here, Matt Forte, one of the highest projected ceilings, actually, in week four. Okay, so that's pretty crazy. Drew Brees supposedly feeling good about being able to play. You've got Duke Johnson Jr. This is so funny. This is hilarious. Listen to this. Patine, okay? Quote-unquote stuff here. We need to get Duke Johnson the ball in more space. If somebody in the NFL had the ball with a lot of space around them, they could probably do more, right? Isn't that the point? If we threw your 15-year-old cousin in an NFL game and said, okay, everybody stay 5 to 10 feet away from this guy, give him some space, he's going to run for a touchdown. So some of the dumbest stuff that I ever heard coming out of Cleveland. Crazy. Ivory, as in Chris Ivory of the Jets, putting on a full practice. Okay, Thursday. Some other info on player news here for you. The Texans are averaging a pretty high amount of plays per game. Almost 80, actually. The Eagles are in that, like, 70 range. But, you know, the Texans were only doing maybe about 66 on average last year. Definitely like that for DeAndre Hopkins. He's had quite a bit of targets, you know, almost 10 a week. $7,300 on DraftKings for you. Eli Manning definitely going to be forced to throw. I feel something really weird has happened, you know, when he was like, hey, don't win the game, and I got a big new contract, and we have no wide receivers, and I don't know, something weird's going on over there after the, you know, I want to be the highest paid QB, and then I'm just going to not perform like a high paid QB. I don't know, something kind of weird going on over there. Trying to stay away from Eli. That's just me, though. Thomas Rawls, $3,000. So here's a player that definitely could be, you know, a cog in the chain for you. If you are a Marshawn Lynch owner, you either need to acquire, make sure you have, you know. I wouldn't Rawls and Jackson. I think it's too many roster spots. But if you don't have Lynch, go grab Rawls in your season long. Try to trade him in a 2-for-1 to somebody, to the Lynch owner, especially with Lynch underperforming. Reggie Bush practicing in full this week. Is that really going to affect Carlos Hyde? Maybe, maybe not. I think he'll just get hurt again. Devontae Adams, walking boot, okay, the replacement guy, Ty Montgomery, $3,000 on DraftKings, pretty crazy situation. A player that I really don't like, okay, and you have to be able to do this in DFS, you have to be able to play a player in your lineup that you don't like. Someone that makes you feel like you're laying on a bed of nails just because they're in your lineup. For me, that player is Percy Harvin. $4,600. $5,700 on FanDuel. Okay. Probably going to get 5 to 6 targets. You know, Sammy Watkins, again, probably not going to play. You've got this whole Carlos Williams thing. Everybody is going to be playing them. And I'm actually going to pull up on the games. We're going to go through the slate of games this week and talk about the public betting percentages. And then I want you to correlate that to how high the DFS community will be with each particular team's offensive stacks. And so I'll do that in between the FanDuel and the DraftKings breakdown. I just want to keep going through some player news here. So obviously, LeSean McCoy, probably not playing. Yeah? Okay. The guy, Carlos Williams, when somebody like Greg Cosell says that he is an exact fit to perfectly portray the offense that particular coach wants to initiate, you can move forward with confidence there. That turned him in to me, hearing Cosell say that, turned him in from a partial ownership, possible, hey, I might flex some of this guy in, to a lock. And so that's pretty exciting too. Anyway, we'll be back after the break. We'll be right back.
Like, subscribe, or follow Mac Bizzle Radio on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, and more. Be a part of the DraftKings.com community. Use the referral link, MacBizzo, or enter promo code MacBizzo and start earning money now. Make a deposit, pick a roster, and start winning cash now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Pick a new lineup for any game. Listen here for fantasy football and fantasy basketball advice and cheat sheets customized to the DraftKings.com scoring system. It's easy to win money at DraftKings.com. You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
Welcome back to Mac Bizzo Radio. I want to power through some average scores of players in the DraftKings scoring format. So far this year, okay, averaging means taking their highest best performance along with their lowest performance and creating an average there for you, okay? So, 34 points Julio Jones at 28 points, and you know, just for sake of going through this quickly, we're going to leave the decimal point scoring behind, but again, a quarter of a point could actually mean several placings in a contest for you. So I just don't want to forsake it if I'm forsaking the numbers. But again, 34 points, Julio Jones. At 28 points, Antonio Brown and Larry Fitzgerald. Okay, these are, again, season averages. 26 points, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Le'Veon Bell. At 24-point average, Jamaal Charles, Andy Dalton, Julian Edelman. Okay, coming in with 23-point averages, we've got a few more guys here. Okay, so Steve Smith Sr., Cam Newton, Keenan Allen, Rob Gronkowski, Randall Cobb, A.J. Green, and Tyrod Taylor. Okay, all averaging so far this year 23 DraftKings points. Coming in at 22, we've got Carson Palmer, Brandon Marshall, DeAndre Hopkins. Okay, averaging 21. Remember, this is off a huge game. Devontae Freeman and Travis Benjamin, okay? Marcus Mariota, okay? All averaging 21 points at 20. You've only got two names, Rashard Matthews and Matt Ryan. So here's a stack, obviously. Ryan and Julio, you saw them in there. There was the Cobb-Aaron Rodgers stack, the Andy Dalton-AJ Green stack. And so you can see, you know, where those guys are performing. But anyway, let's get on to, that was your top 25 there. At 19 points, you've got Emmanuel Sanders, Odell Beckham, and James Jones. Okay, coming into 18, you've got Jarvis Landry, Ben Roethlisberger, who, poor guy. He'll be back in a little bit, okay? Demaryius Thomas, Ryan Tannehill, Russell Wilson, Dante Moncrief, Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray, Travis Kelce, and Amari Cooper, all averaging 18 points. Okay, coming in at 17 points here, we've got Eric Decker, Adrian Peterson, Randall, Jason Witten, Jordan Matthews, Derek Carr. Okay, at 16 points, you've got the following group of guys here. Blake Bortles, Andrew Luck, Alex Smith, Philip Rivers, Matt Forte, and Carlos Hyde. So those names are all good to go through because really what you should be keying in is the contrast between very, very popular names and not so popular names when they're averaging about the same amount of points. You know, for example, also Jordan Reed averaging 16 points here, but that's along with Jameis Winston, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Matt Stafford, Eli Manning. Greg Olson, because of the week that he did so bad, he's actually only averaging 16 points on the season. That's along with Allen Robinson, okay? So, yeah, there's a couple guys that blew up. Kendall Wright, right there at 15.87, okay? Colin Kaepernick, Peyton Manning, you know, so the actual average of score never near where the actual price will be for you guys to play those guys. So what we're going to do right now is hop over and we're going to power through all the FanDuel guys. And because this is the Flex show, we're just going to go through pretty much guys overperforming for their salary. But still, there's variables to each side on whether or not that player is actually a bargain or not. Okay, so FanDuel starting with quarterback. Tyrod Taylor, 7,600, okay? I think overperforming expectations, but I don't see the bargain potential there for you in that particular format. Cam Newton, 8,300 on FanDuel, okay? Maybe that's better dollar per point than Tyrod Taylor, okay? I could see that. But then, you know, you're going to use more salary cap. You've got Carson Palmer right there at 8,200. So for $100, you've got Cam Newton, Carson Palmer. Kind of a crazy decision there. You could also throw in Russell Wilson at 8,200. Okay. Maybe with some of the potential upside, you've got a better bargain there. But I really think that Detroit would just funnel the pass more than the run. You know, 8,400 for QB Matt Ryan, and shoot, if you want to go all the way up to 9,200 for Aaron Rodgers, it just, you know, seems kind of steep. Seems like a lot of use of the salary, but there's some FanDuel quarterbacks to think about. Let's move over to the running backs, okay? All across the injury. Carlos Williams. Now, FanDuel at 6,300, not making him a bargain, okay? And you really don't know what you're going to get. I would expect 11 to 13 points with the potential for upside, you know, meaning that, you know, hey, I'd expect about, you know, 10 points from him, but he could get, you know, 17 to 20. He also could get less. I mean, who knows? Who knows how it works? Sometimes all the best analytics on fantasy football in the world don't equate to reality, okay? Le'Veon Bell, 8,900, you know, so, you know, you're going to get what you pay for here. And, you know, we already saw the Thursday game happen, you know, so, hey. It is what it is. That was a price. If you're locked in, hey, you know, Danny Woodhead, 6,100. You've got a David Johnson in here. There's a little bit of upside here with some good bargain, you know, I think. But I'm not going to expect high, you know, I'm going to expect to hit double digit, not, you know, way above double-digit production. C.J. Anderson looks like maybe dropping about 1,500 down to 6,900. Maybe regression analysis. When you've got guys like that sucking so bad, and in fact, I believe didn't Forsett have a decent game. Anyway, you know, some of these guys are bound to find their way. But let's move along to FanDuel wide receiver. So some of the same names gonna pop up here and there for you. Marvin Jones at 5,500. Okay, the salary change is actually up a grand, and potential for, you know, base double digit points. You know, 9 to 10 points there. But then there's some upside potential. You know, possibly some dud potential too, though. You know, who knows? You know, maybe. Maybe it just doesn't flow that way, you know. There's more targets now for Dalton to attack, you know. So even though Green has a big game, a lot of people are going to be playing that. And, you know, okay. You've got the Odell Beckham, okay. Okay, 9,100 on FanDuel. Whew, you're going to shell out some cash for that. Who knows? Leonard Hankerson, 5,600. That's going to give you some wiggle room there. But you probably want to expect maybe 8 to 9 points out of that with good upside potential. And we've definitely seen tournament winning lineups where up to two players have dudded out, meaning that two players expected to get 10 points or greater did not achieve that result, and the person still had a monster lineup here. So another good guy all across the board, Amari Cooper, 7,200 on FanDuel, and Larry Fitzgerald there, 7,400. Demaryius Thomas, 8,500. Okay, so those are probably some guys that'll end up doing you good over there. But if we move over to tight end position on FanDuel, again, if Jordan Reed's not on the injury report and there's not a hurricane that's going to blow that game out of the water for you, you've got him, you've got Charles Clay, you've got Tyler Eifert. This could be a bizarre week for Kobe Fleener, but if Andrew Luck doesn't play, that little variable, you know, interesting stat I heard that's way too complex to repeat, just about how he does a certain thing at home on game four after whatever. Yeah, it's just bizarre. But Travis Kelce, you know, you could throw that in the mix. Jason Witten, maybe. You know, Witten, $6,000, Kelce, $6,400. But a lot of people, you know, almost forced to play Charles Clay this week. So, you know, think about that too in your lineups. As far as defense goes, there's a little bit of variance between FanDuel and DraftKings. But, you know, kind of some basic ones gonna keep kicking through for you. Arizona, Seattle, and Denver. Okay. You do have Seattle, again, at home. And 5,300 is your salary cap cost there on FanDuel. Denver's 4,700 there against Minnesota. And I really don't see Bridgewater being incredibly successful there. So if you're looking to save a little bit, you know, from the top tier. And then, you know, Arizona, $5,000. Pretty good upside potential there. If you want to be a little bit off, you know, you could try some Philly D at 4,500 on FanDuel. But, yeah, you know, if we hop over to actually kickers for you over on FanDuel, I want to talk about guys that are just overperforming just by a little bit, just by a small margin for you. $5,000, Mason Crosby. 5,100 Steven Hauschka, and 4,800 Matt Bryant. So those guys are just all maybe getting just a tiny bit more than expected. And you just might want to roll with some of those guys, okay? But what we're going to do now, we're actually going to switch over and hop through the slate of games. And what I want to do while we go through the slate of games is talk about kind of the percentage of the public betting. Okay, so these are actual bets placed on the games, and this will kind of clue you in to who's going to be playing who in what matchups. Now, obviously, with the news of Andrew Luck, the Jaguars Colts matchup, hey, that's going to be a little bit different than the 66-33 split that we see right now. But that'll just tell you that, you know, hey, unless there's a injury-based scratch there with Luck, most of the people going to be, you know, at least in that matchup, favoring toward playing those players. And if we talk about the London game, you just think you got to kind of fade this here, but everybody really liking the Jets. There's just that stereotype of the London game being the ground and pound scenario there. the Falcons and the Texans. So not a lot of people going after the Texans there, only 24%. So most everybody feeling the Falcons there in that matchup. And, you know, so obviously Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, you know, maybe less people playing the DeAndre Hopkins side of that matchup there. Almost everyone going for the Panthers. Okay, 87-13 against the Bucs. So the Bucs will definitely be one of the more contrarian roster plays of the week, and especially Cam Newton after a big week last week should get played a lot here. More of a split here, the New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills. So this is a 55-45 actually in favor of the Giants. I'm kind of thinking that it's going to roll the other way in favor of the Bills. So, you know, people are going to be grabbing offense, you know, from that matchup there, definitely. The Oakland Raiders versus the Chicago Bears. Only 24% going with the Bears. Okay, so less ownership of a Matt Forte situation there, and higher ownership of the Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Latavius Murray, Crabtree players there. And so then the Philly Eagles and the Redskins, not a lot of people, 21% going for the Redskins, 79% going for the Eagles. Again, somewhat of a deterrent from the weather situation, but still, you know, you do have to kind of monitor that. And, yeah, so more people going to be playing the Eagles and less people going to be playing the Redskins. So a guy like Jordan Reed there, again, maybe more of a contrarian tight end play. Kansas City Chiefs and Cincinnati Bengals, you've got 39-40% with the Chiefs, the rest with the Bengals there. And so more people, again, going to be doing the A.J. Green, Andy Dalton, Tyler Eifert, Marvin Jones kind of plays. And, you know, last week my Jones, you know, just as a name joke thrown in the roster, did pretty good. That was Julio Jones, James Jones, and Marvin Jones. And good potential for all of them again this week. And so if you just want to be a little bit goofy there, you know, try some stuff like that. But moving along through the matchups here, Cleveland Browns and the San Diego Chargers, 37% on the Browns, 63% on the Chargers. And so you'll see some of that, you know, taking up roster market share here. Green Bay, 85% over the 15% of the 49ers. So not a lot of people going to be probably playing 49ers in their matchup this week. You know, even Homer fans knowing probably the Green Bay is going to give them the smackdown. And so that means tons of people are going to be playing Aaron Rodgers, Randall Cobb, you know, Eddie Lacy, if he's good to go, et cetera, et cetera. The Minnesota Vikings and the Broncos matchup here, 70% approximately with the Broncos on that. And, you know, so not a lot of people are going to be playing the Vikings there. Mostly it's going to be the big name Adrian Peterson. And if we move along to the other game, Cardinals and Rams, even less people are going to be playing the Rams. I certainly hope you took my advice and did not play Nick Foles and did not play Kyle Rudolph. These crazy guys in the media, you know, it must be like, hey, they're a friend of my cousin's 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 cousin's, so I really believe in them even though they suck. I don't know how year after year some of these guys, they keep telling you to play them, and they're just not good quality fantasy options. But anyway, most everybody going with the Cardinals here. So that's almost an 86-14 split. So hardly anybody going to be using any of the Rams. A lot of people going to be throwing in, guess who? Fitzgerald, Carson Palmer, right? Okay. Detroit Lions and Seattle Seahawks. Okay, so this is actually the Monday night game. And 70% for the Seahawks, 30% for the Lions. And so probably not a lot of people playing the Calvin Johnson situation there. But let's move over now to the DraftKings salary and start a QB. So much different scenario over here on DraftKings than FanDuel as far as salaries go. Great values Derek Carr, 5,300. Tyrod Taylor, 5,800. Absolute bargain plays. Okay? We'll get to all the rest of the positions after the break.
You are now tuned in to a Mac Bizzo Radio Fantasy Sports Podcast.
All right, coming back. So we talked about Tyrod Taylor and Derek Carr. 5,300, 5,800 for Tyrod there. Great values. I can't believe they're throwing Derek Carr's salary down like that in such a good matchup there. It's just, I don't know. Other good values if you want to spend up a little bit. Cam Newton, $7,000. I think that's a decent. Aaron Rodgers only 7,900 against San Francisco, and so that's pretty interesting. Carson Palmer only 6,800. Just the pricing is so soft this year that I think what they're trying to do. I think with softer pricing and a larger playing field, it makes it more competitive somehow, and
seems awful inexpensive to throw rosters together this year on DraftKings,
but just take advantage, win some cash. So Ryan Mallett, he actually, Greg Cosell says he has an arm, definitely just worried about the mental aspect of the game for him. But if you want to go, you know, bottom barrel, $5,000 there. Russell Wilson, 7,100. You know, so there's some names at QB, huh? So if we move over to running back again, Carlos Williams, 3,400. Okay, I'm gonna guess like over 45% ownership. Anybody with me on that? Anybody want to take the under? Probably not. Danny Woodhead, 4,600. Okay. Not quite the bargain comparative, you know, to what could happen there. Risky contrarian play for Monday night. Theo Riddick, $3,000. Is there a percentage? Yeah, maybe 15-20% chance he could dud out on you. Just meaning underperform, but the expectation should be 9 points or something like that. I think when I was really breaking it down, if you actually get, I think you only need to get like 5.5-6 points on $3,000 to break even on the guy before you start off heading toward the salary multipliers, you know, the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 range, but. Devontae Freeman, 5,200. Okay. Hey, dude was hungry, man. If Houston's running more plays, maybe the Hawks are going to run some more plays. And, you know, you can't expect what happened last week. Just can't do it. You know. Maybe you're thinking C.J. Anderson could bounce back against Minnesota. It looks good on paper. His salary's down a little bit, 5,900. Another guy, Latavius Murray, 6,300. And probably a pretty good scenario there. So let's move on to the wide receiver position for you. Not really a bargain at 9,100, Odell Beckham. Okay, not really a bargain at 9,300, Julio Jones. Okay, so if you're pairing both of those guys together on your team, you're definitely having to cut some costs somewhere. Not really a bargain at 6,500, Larry Fitzgerald.
Okay. So who are you going to toss in if you want to cut some cost? That is a bargain, maybe that has some upside. You could try for a Willie Snead at $3,000, expecting about 10 points. You know, that would be good. If he gets anything really above 7, you know, that's meeting the salary expectations for you. If he gets anything above 12 to 15, you know, then he's starting to, 15, maybe that's what a 3x return for you. Amari Cooper, 6,300. Okay. So, just below the high tier, you know, kind of high mid tier, Amari Cooper, 6,300, Larry Fitzgerald, 6,500. So, those two definitely cheaper than a Julio Jones and Odell Beckham. At the 6,500 range, I just think, you know, with the travel, the Jarvis Landry situation, you know, you could get the poor man's Landry, Rishard Matthews, cheaper at 4,400 if you really want action in that game. Marvin Jones, 3,800. I think there's possible, you know, 7 to, you know, 12-point production available there. With reasonable upside, more upside than the potential to dud out. Jordan Matthews at 6,600. There's kind of another, you know, kind of mid-tier-ish guy. If you're just looking for some floor and some yards and really nothing super flashy, you know, just to cut some cost in your cash games, maybe there's a guy like Nate Robinson, probably going to get you about, you know, 8 to 12 points, but 3,500 there. And if he ends up getting you 15, you know, you're making some of that money back on the salary, which is pretty cool. Some other guys that just super risky. Here's my ultra risky guy of the week. Torrey Smith, $4,600. I think at the price, it's a little bit of a bargain. The possibility for him to just dud out on you is so high. I'm not sure I could even play him. You got Ty Montgomery here. Not a high expected floor of points. We do have the situation, though, with Devontae. Okay. There's the chance he could do nothing. Maybe a 50% chance he could dud you out, but $3,000. And then the other guy in the game, James Jones, his salary really flying up, 5,300 now. And, you know, so there's the guys that Aaron Rodgers is throwing to. You know, usually good fantasy options, I'm just saying there. Tyler Eifert and Charles Clay, kind of at the top of the list over here at the tight end position for DraftKings. You've got 4,600 for Eifert, 3,300 for Clay. I think with the amount of uptick that he has, that's a great bargain. 7 to 12 point range should be expected, but if he breaks anything over 15, he's multiplying back on your investment there. Jordan Reed, 4,500. I think Eric Ebron is a Monday night closer. Not a good idea there. If you do want a Monday night closer, you're going to have to find somebody in the Seattle Detroit game. Probably you're looking at like Jimmy Graham, you know, maybe there if you're looking for the Monday night closer. $3,000, Jared Cook. Wasn't on that train last week. Haven't been on that train. I don't go choo-choo like that. Don't do it. Jason Witten, 4,400, you know, something to think about there. If we hop over to defenses, it's almost the same scenario here. I think it's worth paying for 3,700, a little bit more expensive there. Seattle defense, Arizona defense at 3,400, and Denver at 33. You've got Carolina at 33, and Buffalo at $3,000. So any of those guys, defense-wise, I think are pretty good. Some other flexes, you know, maybe let me see if there's any guys I haven't mentioned here. Just go down on my list. Ultra cheap, okay. Max Williams, maybe a 33% chance to fail you there, but $2,500. You've got a Lance Kendricks in that same range. Richard Rodgers, maybe a higher percentage of chance to fail you on points, maybe up to about 30-ish%, but you're just paying pennies for these guys. Ted Ginn, 3,400, but there's a chance for him to underperform. Leonard Hankerson, I think 3,700, maybe a 20% chance to dud you out, so not ultra risky there. Lance Dunbar should be getting the checkdowns, 3,600 for him. Try not to throw in a guy like C.J. Spiller for 3,900. I just, you know, ultra high, over 50% chance, I think, for him to fail for you. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the Flex Show. Please give a thumbs up, a like, a subscribe, a follow, a shout out, a comment, any of that stuff, and that lets me know to keep bringing you all the content and which content to really focus on. So anyway, we will catch you on the very next show of Mac Bizzo Radio.
You have been listening to Mac Bizzo Radio. Like on Facebook, follow on Twitter, subscribe on iTunes, listen on Blog Talk Radio, and more. It's all at Mac Bizzo.